Jordan.
Hello, Ryan.
How's it going?
It's going good.
Great. Would you like to welcome our guest? Introduce and welcome our guest?
So, we have another guest, and this time, it's another Lehigh teacher. We have Mac.
Hello.
Evening.
Thanks for having me.
Well, yeah, we're great. It's great to have you.
I mean, you're also great. Don't sell yourself short.
Well, nah, I do believe sometimes I'm a little devil. Ask my parents.
I would agree with that. You're a little devil sometimes. But that's okay. Sometimes you're like a fun, mischievous little devil.
Yes.
Like, not an evil one. Just, you like to play pranks, little tricks on people.
Oh, God, you just gave me flashbacks of our prank war.
Okay, well, unless it's a video game prank war, we do not need to get into it today if you don't want to.
I mean, it's a funny prank war, but...
Okay.
So,
yeah, welcome, Mac. Great to have you.
Great to be here.
We're going to talk video games.
I have much experience with video games.
Great. Jordan, why don't you ask Mac your first questions?
Well, I've asked like two, maybe even three people the same questions, and they've all said Super Mario.
I can almost guarantee you that Super Mario will not be my answer for any question you give me.
What?
Yeah, I think Mac's going to be kind of a different interview today. I'm excited about it.
Okay, then I may as well ask this question. What was the most popular video game you've played back in the day?
Back in the day, what we would run home after getting off the bus to play was Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2 on PlayStation 1.
Whoa.
I don't even want to like imagine how many hours I have into that game.
Quick question. Did you also skateboard?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, I still have like four old skateboards sitting up in my barn.
Then another quick follow-up. Did you ever play the game 720?
No.
Okay. We talked about that with Cedric. Do you know of the game?
No, I never heard of it.
It was an arcade game that they eventually had on a console, but it had, I think it was a stick that you could kind of go in a circle with and then move it around and stuff, but to sort of pick the direction of your board. So you could go off the ramp, you know, do ramp tricks and really spin out and do 720s. And
so that kind of reminds me of there's a game called Skate. Okay. I don't know if either of you have heard of it.
No.
Yeah.
Instead of pressing buttons to do your tricks in the skateboarding game, you have your thumb on the thumbstick and you like hold the thumbstick down and flick it up and to the left to do a kickflip, or flick it up and to the right to do a heel flip. Or if you hold it forward and then flick it down, you'll do like a nollie kickflip. Or it's
cool.
You use like the stick to control the board.
I've played I'm familiar with Skate, but my console wasn't able to have it, so I played Skate 3.
Skate 3 is still just as good.
Yeah.
I've never played either, so I'm out of this conversation.
It's definitely not a bad game. Definitely not.
Tricky to master, though.
Yeah, 720 was awesome, but then they put it over the console and you didn't have...
And apparently, I didn't even know this, but apparently in Skate, every grandma has a taser.
I did not. I've never been tased in that game. Or in real life.
Oh, see, I ran the theory, what happens if you run into a person and just start to annoy them? So I just did the whack emote. So basically I would run up to an AI, whack them, and then run off. They would usually try to fight me, but I ran up to an old lady, whacked her, and then she brings out a taser and I get tased. And I'm like, what?
I mean, I don't try that in real life or you may wind up in the same situation of being tased.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't hit old ladies.
Yeah.
Don't.
Or don't hit anyone would be my advice.
Yeah, just don't lay your hands on anyone, all right? That'll just wind you up in the back of a police car.
Yeah, I don't want to like read stories later in life about Jordan Mutu running up to random strangers on the street
and whacking
them to see if one of them might have a taser.
That is too funny.
What was your first console?
My first console that I personally had, like, in my house was a PlayStation 2. But, like, I used to play a lot of video games on a computer using MS-DOS, okay. Windows 95, Windows 98.
Okay.
So we were definitely more of, like, a computer family.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I got a PlayStation 2. I remember it was on sale at Sam's Club, like, 2 years after it came out, and my brother and I begged our parents, and we finally got that PlayStation 2.
And what was your favorite game for that?
Gran Turismo 3.
Gotcha. Cool. So what, can you give us the I'm not even going to try to say it again. Why can't I say that word today?
Chronological history?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say, but my tongue said no. Yeah, of consoles for you in your life.
So I had a PlayStation 2, and then I got an original Xbox.
Okay.
And then I got an Xbox 360, and then an Xbox One.
Gotcha.
But I don't really play on consoles too much anymore. I bought a computer, like a PC, at the end of 2019, and I got a Steam account, and the rest is history.
Gotcha.
I've been playing a lot of computer games, mostly just like racing games, just like I was playing on the consoles, but with a little bit higher performance now.
So, listeners probably don't know much about you, Mac, but Jordan and I know enough to know that you are a car guy.
Oh yeah,
that's you like working on cars, you're like building cars, you're like, so that's led over to the kind of video games you like.
Yeah, like I have bolted to my desk a steering wheel with a shifter and three pedals. You can see it.
I was about to say in on Zoom meetings.
I use a joystick for like a handbrake and everything. Yeah, and my love of cars in real life definitely, like I have Car Mechanic Simulator as a video game. Like I'll work on cars in the garage and then I'll go inside and be like, oh, let's play video games and work on some cars.
That is very cool. That I'm just trying to, I'm pausing because my mind is trying to think of myself and any crossover in my life with real life and video games and things I'm into. And I will say this, I did love, when I was a kid, I would jump on Goombas like you wouldn't believe. And then I found this video game where you could do that.
You jump on what?
Goombas.
I have no idea what that is.
They're from Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to make a joke.
Sorry. Like I said, I don't know anything about
you
like,
don't
Super
know
Mario
that game.
Not,
so that's
not really
fair.
My game.
What
about Guitar Hero?
Honestly, I was not so very quickly because our listeners have heard it. Not a million times, but a handful of times, enough that they probably don't need to. I was out of video games by Guitar Hero. I have played it at people's houses, at friends' houses, but I didn't. I'm sure if I had whatever system that came out for, I would have been obsessed with Guitar Hero. And if it had come out 10 years earlier, I would have really been into it. But yeah.
Last time I tried to play Guitar Hero, the guitar didn't survive. So
you
know,
you got so frustrated?
No. So you know when it's like a stereotype of rock and roll. You know how at the end of the concert they'll usually just slam their guitar on the ground and break it?
Sure.
Yeah, I did that.
Well,
to
your own credit, those Guitar Hero controllers are not very strong.
No.
You can just drop them without force and they'll still break.
No, this was an actual just huge guitar.
The Who and just destroyed it.
Yeah, I just smashed it onto the table and like...
So, I have a question about this. Was it... In like, yeah, I just beat this game. I'm celebrating. It's the end. Or were you frustrated and broke it?
It was a bit of both.
Okay.
because when I was first playing, I had the guitar on the table like.
Okay. Jordan's, for the listeners, Jordan is miming that it's across his lap playing.
Yes. And then... when I'm like, okay, I want to put a challenge to myself, I pick up the guitar, grab the guitar strap that goes around your neck, and started to play. And may I mind you, this was on the hardest difficulty that you can go on back then. Which I think the one of the difficulties were called Rock Out or something, I don't know. But after, I was like, thank you, God. When my mom took a look at my neck, she was like, what the hell? I'm like, what? What the hell is wrong with your neck? And then she takes a picture and shows it to me. I'm like, oh. Well, I've been playing guitar here recently. And she's like, well, maybe you should stop. And I'm like, yeah, I should stop.
So my first time playing Guitar Hero, I went over to a friend's house. He's like, you're going to love this, you know. So I really got into it. We played for hours probably. And the next day, I could not move my left arm. And I was like, why does my arm hurt so much? This doesn't make any sense. And I was like, oh, because I was playing Guitar Hero for hours. And I'm a weak, unhealthy person. So that did damage to me. A video game.
Well, that's, you know, that steering wheel I was talking about. You turn up the force on it, it'll rip the wheel out of your hands.
Oh, so it...
when yeah, it's got force feedback. It'll wow. like it'll fight you around turns and whatnot.
I've
have to keep your thumbs out of the wheel.
I've only seen, like, three. I've only actually seen three in real life of, well, the... of hooking up your wheel to your PC and all that. I've only actually seen three.
I got a photo of it if you want to see it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because somebody in the meeting was like, what is that on your desk? I'm like, I'll send you a picture.
And I've been actually looking to get one because I downloaded a... Have you ever even played BMNG Drive?
That is... I have over 1,000 hours into BMNG Drive. It's probably my favorite game. That's what I use for BMNG.
Oh, dang.
And I want to see two. Yeah, for listeners, Mac really does have quite the setup there. He's got has the heavy-duty foot pedals on the floor.
Yeah, it's got a clutch pedal, too.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
Wow, that's cool.
See, I would absolutely love to get one of those. However, they are very expensive.
It was a gift from my father after, like, he's kept asking me what I want. I'm like... oh, well, I'd love a steering wheel, but don't worry about that. And I don't know. I was very, very surprised and pleased to receive it.
That's and awesome. When I first saw a YouTuber use it, I was like, wait, you can use this on BMNG Drive? So now I want to get one so I can hopefully be a little bit better at the game and not play on keyboard and mouse because...
do you use mouse steering?
No, I don't use mouse steering, thank God. I use the keys to steer.
Scared me there.
Oh, wow.
And I had to, and since I was so used to WASD, I had to switch from the arrow keys to WASD.
If you have an Xbox controller that has a plug-in, like a USB, you can plug that into your computer and use it on BMNG.
What?
Yes. Because I have BMNG on my laptop. And if I'm, like, away and I want to play it, I have an Xbox controller. I just plug it right into the laptop, and I can use that to play BMNG.
You know, when I get home, I'm actually going to try that.
You should.
Has your mind just been blown? Has your whole world changed
Yes,
now?
My whole world has just now been blown.
You might have to, like, go into the settings and map all your controls and tell it what you want each button to do. But
Yeah,
it takes you 20 minutes. You figure it out, and you're ready to go.
Yeah.
I saw it in your eyes, in your face, like, oh, what? This is
yeah, because I've been over here playing on mouse and keyboard, Ryan. Mouse and keyboard.
In a racing game. In a driving game.
In a game that's based around cars. Just completely made out of cars. You got buses, trucks, whatever mods you download, and even, didn't they just release a new car?
Yes, the Bruckle Bastion. Why do I know that? I don't know. You can get a hay bale with an engine on it.
Wait, okay, what?
So that brings up a different game. Or maybe it's the same game Jordan showed me last year, where you could race a couch.
Oh no, that's Wreckfest.
You can in BeamNG. You can drive a hay bale and a mattress.
Yeah,
it's called the mattress sport.
It's absolutely
driving funny. Game question for you, Mac.
Yeah.
We spent a whole episode talking about something summer car.
My summer car. My summer car. It's a Finnish game.
Right.
Yeah, it's not really a driving simulator as much as it is a Finland simulator.
Gotcha.
You have to build a car.
Right.
From all the parts. I actually had that game and I returned it because it's impossible.
Okay.
You start the game and there's no. It doesn't tell you any controls. It doesn't tell you what to do or where to go or anything. You're just in this. You have no idea how to move things around. It was, you know, it was not very intuitive. And so I watched some YouTube videos, and it's like it takes a while to get into. But it's people who actually are willing to put in the time and figure it out and get everything done, it's hilarious. Like, you can go around and get odd jobs, and you eat food and pee everywhere.
Right. I remember that.
Very strange.
So on that topic, this season for our podcast, we were kind of shifting into interviews, but it started out as weird video games. So what is the weirdest video game you've played?
The Oddworld games are pretty weird. Oddworld Munch's Odyssey. You play as a little green guy. I don't really know how to describe it beyond that.
Okay.
Kind of like 2D platform games.
Okay.
Other weird games. Kerbal Space Program is weird, but amazing.
Yep, I would agree.
Totally fun.
I do know that game.
Yes. Jebediah, go die.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you
can launch.
They always keep smiling in that game, your little green Martian men.
I forgot about that game.
Other weird games.
Yeah.
You know, I might have some on. I have Steam here on my phone. And I can look at my game list. I can see the weirdest game that I at least own.
Great. Yeah. We're very interested in weird games. And while you're doing that, I know we've talked to you about it, not on the podcast, but Seaman is the game we're trying to play.
I have it installed on my laptop, but I can't, because it's a Dreamcast game.
Right.
And I can't get the controller set up to work for it. But Luke seems to be quite confident that he can help me get it figured out. He's more experienced with like the emulators. You have to go into the settings, but it's installed. Like I loaded it. I just couldn't like get past the main menu because I don't have a controller.
So you're our person to make this happen.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
So for all of our fans out there, you don't need to send us a Dreamcast.
Well, let's not get carried away. Feel free to send us a Dreamcast.
Yeah, I wouldn't turn down a Dreamcast.
I remember when it came out, the Dreamcast. I did not buy one, but if I had, we would have been all set because I probably would have still had
one. Weird game, not so much weird, but very different, is a game that came out in 1996 that I used to play on Windows 95. And it was called Titanic Adventure Out of Time, and it's a point-and-click adventure game, and you're on, like, a 3D model, super realistic of the Titanic. I mean, mind you, 1996.
Sure,
but for 96, it looks good. And you explore the Titanic, and there's, like, some spies, or you're a spy, and there's, like, some guy who has a bomb, and you have to go defuse a bomb and, like, explore through the Titanic, and it's very strange, and you alter the course of history, and... But I don't know, the game has staying power for me. And I remember playing it as a kid, and it was so difficult. It's like a strategy game, point and click, like strategy adventure game. And it was so, so difficult. And so when I got my computer in 2019, that was like one of the first games I bought. I couldn't believe it was on Steam. It was like $5. And I found like some strategy guides and did like a full playthrough. And I've never played a game like that. It's kind of strange.
Huh. That sounds great. It made me think of a game for probably around that time.
Mm-hmm.
That I don't know what I played it on. It might have been a Dreamcast. I was like living with someone that had a video game system. maybe it was just on a PC. I think it was called Myst. Is there a game like that?
Sounds familiar.
Know? All right, I'm going to look it up while you guys talk here because I got to get to the bottom of this.
Maybe.
So this is somewhat, it's not a video game, but it is a game that you do play in real life. Dungeons and Dragons. My girlfriend has recently played it, and that was her first time actually playing Dungeons and Dragons.
I've never played it before.
Really?
Nope, never.
Oh, huh. I bet you'd love it.
Yeah, you would absolutely love it.
I enjoy watching people play it, but I'm not very imaginative in that way. What? I don't know.
Neither am I, but I run around as a goddamn dragon somehow and maybe cut people's ropes.
I feel like a lot of it too depends on if you have a good DM, you know.
Sure. Oh, yeah,
if you have somebody who like a DM like Kyle, for example. I've never played it. I don't know.
Yeah, it's definitely not bad. So if you get put into a class like that, just be ready for pure.
I like Skyrim. That's kind of the same thing, right?
It is.
I found it, guys.
Oh God.
There's the picture of the cover for you to see.
That looks like pretty good graphics for an older game.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, they don't look like what the cover looks, but I think if I remember correctly, it also is a point and click kind of game where you're on this island with this giant fortress and you're trying to find secrets and I forget the actual point of the game, but you talking about that other game made me think of it, and I hadn't thought of Myst in years.
And you just reminded me of another point and click adventure game.
Love it.
That we also mean when I say we, I mean like my brother and I.
Sure.
That we used to play on PC. It was called Shivers, and it was like a point and click adventure horror game, okay, where you had to like find these evil spirits and like trap them in almost like you had to trap them in a vessel. It was terrifying when I was 9.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it was like a dark point and click adventure game where you hunt evil spirits and there's creepy music and difficult puzzles.
So you're just making me think of a different something else with these point and click games. Like for me, Myst anyway was myself and my roommate at the time, like sitting there trying to figure out these puzzles, trying to figure out the map and where to go to get to the next thing. And you said you played a lot of video games with your brother. Was that something you guys would do together a lot? And sort of work through games and figure them out?
We still do that to this day. Like, he lives in North Carolina, but we play Sea of Thieves together.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we've been playing games together ever since. Because we had one PlayStation 2, and it's like we were around the same age, two controllers. Cool. There would have been hell to pay if we didn't have two controllers.
Sure, I bet. And do you, and I know Jordan plays, you have a question, Jordan?
After, I'll just.
Remember it.
Yes, I'll remember.
Hopefully I'll remember what I was about to say. I know Jordan plays with people online a lot.
Yeah.
Is that something you do as well?
Yes. A lot of the times, we'll play online, but it's like it'll be like me and my brother and our group of friends. And we'll all hop in Discord. And so we might all be in a video chat playing different games. Or we might be in the Discord chat all playing the same game.
Gotcha.
We like to play Ark Survival, which is like a base building. You tame and catch dinosaurs. It's crazy. But we play that like cooperatively all together. But there are a lot of times where we're just like in a video chat, but we're all playing separate video games. And like sometimes somebody will like stream their footage. They'll be like, see something cool in the game. They can show it in their Discord chat. And now we can all see it and comment on it. Yeah.
Cool. Awesome.
The main theme is video games.
Right. That's very cool. Jordan?
So, the weirdest video game I have, this is the one that I have seen, and I think this one would actually sort of top Seaman.
Well, okay, I'm ready to hear about this.
This one, you gotta run around as SpongeBob. But it's realistic. So imagine SpongeBob, but if the sponge was actually real. So you run around as SpongeBob, and you're in this you're in the same boat car. You're still in the Bikini Bottom, and Mr. Krabs is looking a bit more drugged out of his mind than usual.
So it's a realistic looking, like it looks more like. I'm trying to think of a game that is super real. Like it looks more like the Goat Simulator.
Yes,
than
but just
Mario Brothers or something.
Yes, it's more realistic and more on the realistic side, but they do tend to give kids nightmares. And I know the guy that makes the game. He made a second game, which it was about Vietnam and you know Mung Dal from Chowder, right?
From SpongeBob to Vietnam.
No, I don't
know what you're talking about.
These are two separate games I'm talking about.
All right.
I'm just saying the game developer, that's a what?
Yeah.
Yeah, the one, there's one with SpongeBob in them that's separate. The Vietnam one that I'm now talking about is, have you guys ever seen Chowder, like TV show?
I've seen like commercials for it.
Yeah.
I never actually watched the show.
So you know Mung Dal?
No.
Okay,
yeah, so basically now my knowledge of Chowder is nil.
So the guy named Mung Dal would be the head chef of the kitchen, and every day they do something weird and kooky and have to run through a whole obstacle course to actually make the dish. But at the end of the day, when they get it done, it's just they don't know where the hell to go with that. So the reason why I bring it up is because Mung Dal is in the game, and basically you're in Vietnam as Mung Dal with an AK-47 running around killing Vietnamese.
Where is this game, like, on? Is this a platform game? Is this on a console?
It's,
or are you playing this on, like,
this game is not accessible, but the developer has actually put up footage on YouTube.
Oh, so this is a game you've seen.
Yes.
Okay, so you haven't played this game.
No, I have not played this game, but I wish I had.
Huh.
This thing would be absolutely fun.
Now, is the SpongeBob, is there footage of that up online too?
Yeah, there is.
Well, that I'm interested in checking out. That sounds bizarre to me.
Yeah, I would tell you that is one of the weirdest video games. Because you gotta run around, you got to collect these little pill bottles.
Okay.
And bring it back to, I think it was either Mr. Krabs or Patrick. Jesus, can't speak.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that sounds bizarre. That's for sure. All right. Well, we're getting to the end of our time here. Jordan, any last questions for Mac?
No, I got none.
You're not going to ask me anything that makes me mention Red Dead Redemption?
Hey, Mac, would you like to mention Red Dead Redemption?
Red Dead Redemption 2 has the greatest story of any video game ever created.
How many are there? You said two.
Yeah.
Are there just two? Or there?
The first, there's just two. Okay. And then there's Undead Nightmare, which is like a zombie version of the first one.
Okay.
But the second game, it's not the best game in the world. It's not my favorite game. There are other games that I've put way more hours into, but the story in Red Dead 2 is like amazing.
Huh.
Like I've never come so close to like shedding a tear in a video game than when I played that game.
I don't think I've played any of the Red Dead games. But
you ever played that, Jordan?
Yes, I've played it. And basically I just ran around on a damn horse and murdered everything.
Well, there's a little more to it than that.
Okay.
But the second one is really spectacular.
Okay.
Yeah, the second one. Well, I've only played the second one, not the first one. But yeah, I did the same thing in any video game and what any child would do in a video game. Run around, kill everyone.
There's a lot of hunting in the game too. It's a very rich environment that you're in. Sure. Lots of different characters and hundreds of different like species of animals, and everyone who plays that game will have a different experience playing it.
Well, that's cool.
The environment is very rich and unique.
That's cool.
And it's beautiful too. If you have it on like computer or like Xbox One X on a big TV, it's gorgeous.
All right, one last question for you guys, because Xbox keeps getting mentioned. So there's the Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first one.
Yes. Yep.
Then Xbox 360.
Yes.
And then Xbox One.
Correct.
Yes.
And is there another one?
Then there's like Xbox One S, which is just kind of like a fancier version, whatever. Those aren't really different than the Xbox One. Okay. But then there's Xbox One X, which is like significantly more powerful, basically next generation.
Then after that, there's the Xbox Series S, and then there's the Xbox Series X.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of like them. They just had like the new ones that came out with like the PS5. That's like the Series X.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just more powerful, but it can still play the same games as like an Xbox One. It still plays Xbox One games.
To be honest with you, PS5, I would actually sort of prefer a PS5 for two games. Black Panther and Spider-Man. Those are the only two games. Because I haven't played them.
My Xbox One is a paperweight at this point.
I
never use it. I have a computer that it's. I can sit. The Xbox is. I gotta switch plugs on the TVs. Sure.
Yeah.
I use my old Xbox 360 to prop up my desk.
My Xbox, I refer to it as a Netflix machine.
You're not the first person to talk about that. That's why they fire up their. Whatever console it is, this console is to play DVDs. So.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Mac, thanks so much for coming in.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
And sharing your story. I don't know. I can't speak for Jordan, but for me, it's been very cool to kind of hear not only people's stories, but also just the different ways video games can kind of impact different people's lives and their connection to it. I think it's kind of an interesting thing that's happened with these interviews or chats.
With these interviews and chats that we have with everyone, it's been very interesting how everyone differently reacts, because we got different stories from this person, we got different stories from this person, we got different stories from this person, you know?
Yeah, like Ashley last week came in and was talking about how she, as an adult, would go to arcades and just beat little kids at video games.
I can just visualize her doing that. It's pretty
she
funny.
Didn't really do that, but that's how I took what she said, so I'm going to keep bringing that up every episode.
Let's just keep that as the narrative.
It'll be funny to paint Ash. Just so the listeners know, in truth, Ashley's a very kind, sweet, loving person, wonderful person. But to make her out to be this someone who just goes to arcades to make little kids cry at how bad they've been beating is hysterical.
I'm sure. Did you guys interview Pat?
No, Pat's on the list.
Pat would. I'm curious to listen to this. I want to listen to this podcast when it comes out, because I want to hear everyone else's perspectives.
Yeah.
You know, you're telling me that, you know, about the Mario thing. Oh, everyone's going to say Mario. You weren't even going to ask me the question. It's like, well. Now I want to know what Pat's going to say.
Right. And you're sort of age-wise, you're between Jordan and I. So your connection and entry point into all this is were you into video games when there were arcades you could go to?
Yeah. Well, I used to go, like, we'd go to Lake George every year, like me and my family.
Gotcha.
And we'd spend like evenings in the arcades.
Cool.
I would be at the car one.
Sure. Right. Awesome. Thanks so much. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Jordan, would you like to say goodbye?
Goodbye. Have a nice day. And please, for the love of God, stay alive. Bye-bye.